The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So last week, my mom was visiting, and I love that. But something I didn't like, and let me explain. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Look, I love family coming to town. Family's like the most important thing to me, my daughters and my mom, and yeah, that's all I have in the world. But, you know, she's been sick. I've talked about this. Her cancer's back, and so she's getting treatment, and there's just a lot going on in our lives, so her visit was very important to me. But when she was here, I can't do my things. I can't do the things I need to do around the house. And I know that that sounds crazy, but I always wash one load a week so that I stay on point, so I don't have 50 on the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, I just have my routine. I vacuum midweek. And she was there, I had to wait on her. I had to make her food. I had to make sure she felt good. You know, she was like, Dana, make me that sandwich. It's the same sandwich that she could make herself or anybody can make, but she wants me to make it for her. And that's fine because I want her to feel good. I want, you know, her to eat and feel special. But man, oh man, did I just this weekend just spent all my time catching up on all the things I didn't do.
Yeah, that's tough.
I didn't hear anything you said because you said the only family you have is your daughters and your mom.
Otto, you're sitting right here. Otto, you're part of that. You live with me. That's different. Like, you and I are like a team. They're never around. You see what I'm saying? Like, they're not around. That's what I meant. And
Dana's mom wanted to be spoiled, and now Dana's having to play catch up, basically, is what she's trying to say.
What sounds crazy is that you missed, that you're sad that you missed out on cleaning.
That's I missed out on cleaning.
Yeah. Like, usually people say, like, I missed out on this and this, and it's like a fun activity.
So on Saturday morning, I just started vacuuming, and Dana was so turned on.
I was it got hot and heavy that afternoon. Let me tell you, I said, man, that is the best.
She's like, I didn't even have to tell you to vacuum.
That was like, wild. It got wild.
You just started doing it?
Way to read the room, Automatic. Good job, brother.
He could tell I was really frustrated. Like, yesterday, I don't know how well he understood, though, because I'm so tired, like, doing everything. And then he said, so what are you making for dinner? And then I looked at him, what are we ordering for dinner? I said, seriously?
Did he know that you were going through something, or did you?
Oh, he felt it.
Did
he
just
totally
want to get a good graces before football Sunday?
Oh man, I don't even want to talk about that. We can talk about that next. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, I thought we can talk about that later. I didn't think that was going to be this most sour subject.
And then we were supposed to go for a walk, and then Marty was like, "There's an eclipse. Bad energy is outside." So
Sir Marty.
Yeah. So we talked to Sir Marty on Saturday, and Sir Marty literally warned me, "Don't go outside tomorrow."
For like the whole like. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like, you need to be careful. And I was like, now
you're... So, of course, when I woke up at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, like I always do, because that's just the way my body is, once the sun came out, I was like, put down all the shades! We basically lived like vampires yesterday.
So, wait, hold on. Now that adds another layer to your random cleaning on Saturday, where you just...
In the dark!
Oh, yeah.
We were so scared!
Didn't want that bad luck, you know?
Vacuuming on a Saturday morning in the dark, that's crazy.
It really was. Aren't you superstitious, though? Aren't you superstitious? Just a little bit about things. Maybe we should get into that a little bit later on today. For now, though, what do we have for National Day, Ant?
It is National Pot Pie Day.
I love a good pot pie. I don't know what to say.
You got really excited when you said that.
I got so excited that I gritted my teeth. And you know when you taste something good, your jaw just just explosion.
I feel like I can never time it right. Because every time I bite in, it's either still like ice brick cold or like molten lava flowing hot. Yeah, those are tricky.
You have to cook it in the oven.
Yeah.
It still works out that way.
Yeah. No, it does not.
It's kind of like a Hot Pocket. You just never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kids shows are the best unless there's a clown involved.
Oh.
Let me tell you why I'm talking about this. We were talking about being on live TV shows, The Price is Right and Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and having all these, you know, memories. And I asked for people to call in, hey, have you ever been on a live TV show? And Miss Alyssa said she was on a kid's show.
When I was 3 or 4, I got to play the grand prize game on the Bozo Show out of Chicago.
What? Oh my gosh.
I forgot about the Bozo Show. I used to watch that before I went to school.
So that was way back in the day.
Way back in the day. We won't say how long ago.
No, we won't. Very quick time. We will not do that. Did you win? I mean, or what happened?
I was only 3 or 4, so no. I made it to like bucket number 3 and I was done. So.
I forgot all about the Bozo Show.
At least you got to play. I mean, that's exciting. Like we said, you see the people up there. You know it's real. It's just how do you get involved?
3 or 4. You didn't think Bozo was a little creepy, though?
To be honest with you, absolutely. Him and his little side it, guys. Absolutely, for sure.
You're like, Mom, Dad, why are you putting me through this? Thank you so much for sharing your story. Call back anytime.
You're so
we love
welcome.
You. Bye.
Y'all have a great day.
Then we just went down this deep dive of a rabbit hole. Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown has so much history. He was created in the 1940s by this man named Alan Livingston, and he actually sold it to Capitol Records. That was like their mascot was Bozo the Clown. And then when television came around, they decided to turn it into a television show.
Why?
And they didn't have syndication yet, so they would franchise the show. And they
like a McDonald's?
Kind of, yeah, where they would sell the scripts to other stations.
Oh, so you had to hire your own clown.
You had to hire. That's why there's so many different Bozo the Clowns, but the one in Chicago was the most popular all over the country. They had
popular by what standards? We're all creeped
that's
out
the
by
one
this
I
clown.
Used to watch.
Well, I didn't know Bozo the Clown went on until 2001.
Yeah, hey, it was, that's what I was going to say. That lady tried to make it sound like I was ancient or something. I was watching
the most familiar clown I know is Krusty from
Krusty the Clown is based on Bozo the Clown. The way he
looks
talks
like
especially
Bozo.
Too.
So my question is this. Look, is it just me or are clowns creepy? So are you scared of clowns or are you pro-clown? Because in my opinion, I don't want a clown at a birthday party. I don't want a clown at a kid's party. Oh my gosh, no. And name this clown right here.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, you. You complete me.
Who's that clown? Call us up. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, you played this little snippet earlier of a clown and asked, can you name that clown?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, you. You complete me.
Miss Jessica on line one, name that clown.
It would be the Joker or Heath Ledger.
That's right! You win absolutely nothing, but you are correct. You're correct. So I have to admit something. I've never seen the movie.
How have you never seen that?
Oh, no.
Which kind of like makes sense. Cause I almost feel like calling Joker a clown is like that.
In my opinion, Heath Ledger is number one. I grew up with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, but Mark Hamill. I mean, all the Jokers had their own, like, greatness, but Heath Ledger, absolutely my favorite. I fell in love with that man when he played in The Patriot, with Mel Gibson.
All right, is this something that I should watch? The Dark Knight, right? It's The Dark Knight? Is that what it's called?
It's one of the greatest films
I've seen it, like, four
American
times.
History.
How have you never seen it?
Absolutely. You need to see this. Like, as, you know, you may not be into Batman, but to me, The Dark Knight was one of the best.
Well, now I've got to get mad at Otto because I'm married to him, and you've seen the joke. You've seen this movie four times?
I've watched it on the plane. It's always on, like,
exactly.
the selections for the free movies on the plane.
Thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Call anytime. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
And this isn't just random clown talk. We had a listener like, why is the Dana Cortez show talking about clowns? We had a listener who said she was on the Bozo the Clown show.
When I was 3 or 4, I got to play the grand prize game on the Bozo show out of Chicago.
And Otto even asked her, weren't you scared? And she replied, absolutely. Rightfully so. So Bozo, you said you had found all these random facts about
him. He came around in 1940. He lasted until 2001. There was no such thing as syndication at the time when he came around. So they would have a different Bozo for every different city. And so the creepier, there's a lot of creepy Bozos out there look into that little rabbit hole.
Listen to Bozo the Clown. Just listen.
Hi, Darren. Welcome back to the Bozo Show. Hey, I've got an important question to ask you. Are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes?
No! No, we're not, Mom. No, absolutely not. I watched a little piece of it yesterday, and when she said they just push you down there, that's what they did. They just shoved these children with their wide eyes like, no, down there. And famous clowns, we talked about Heath Ledger, our good friend John Leguizamo. He played clown in Spawn, the violator.
Oh, yeah.
And we spoke to him about this. And this is more of a comic book kind. It was a comic book movie about Spawn. He
Why
said,
are all the clowns we are talking about are scary?
Because they're all scary. He ad-libbed 90% of his role. I had no idea. If you've never seen it, I feel like it's more of like a cult classic. It's amazing.
They're not all scary.
They're all scary.
No, they're not all
Ronald
scary.
Ronald McDonald's not scary.
You guys are, you know, listen.
No, wait. Let me play a little bit of a Ronald McDonald commercial back in the day when he used to talk, and then I'll tell you why every clown is scary.
This reminds me of when you guys were babies.
Tell us about it, Ronald.
Yeah.
I remember when you took your first step.
What's that first step?
When you learned to read.
Oh.
Now you're all grown up.
He's having a convo with Chicken McNuggets.
I was like, who is he talking?
He was talking, I swear, he was talking to Chicken Nuggets. So Ronald McDonald, do you know that he inspired Stephen King to write the book It? Have you seen the movie? Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I've not seen the movie. I've only read the book, and it was horribly scary. But this meme.
You got scared by words?
Oh, my gosh. Have you read Stephen King novels?
I don't read that many books.
This part here of the movie is a meme every Halloween.
Hiya, Georgie.
Hiya, Georgie. Come down here with me, Georgie.
I've never seen it. I've never watched it because I don't like scary movies.
Absolutely horrible. We have Station on line one. Are you afraid of clowns? Do you like clowns?
No, I do not. I have a...
Why does nobody like clowns? Clowns got a bad rap because of It.
The movie It ruined it for me. No.
Pennywise was so creepy. Would he ask little Georgie to go down? Remember, come out. Georgie,
I don't even like sewer drains. Nope. Don't put me near one. I don't want to be. Nope. It's a big no for me. We go to Six Flags often, and I like to go during the holiday, like the Halloween season.
Yes.
Nope, my husband, I have to have him go before me. Go first. I'm not.
Station, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Miss Isabel, do you like clowns or are you afraid of them?
No, I'm scared of clowns. I'm terrified.
Thank you.
Why are people afraid of clowns? Clowns are usually nice.
I don't know. It's just like something about them is creepy. Even if they're a happy clown, I can't do it. If I can't see your face and it's just a lot of paint, I can't do it.
Nope. The word you used is perfect, creepy. And they have this weird permanent smile drawn on their face.
Because they're happy. They're trying to bring joy.
Are they really happy or are they trying to murder me? I can't figure it out.
No, that's cool. Be happy. Well, be happy away from me. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you so much for calling. We love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to tell you about a little girl that we're going to call Gator Girl.
What?
Her name is Jocelyn Roberts. She's 11 years old. She goes to Tarkenton Middle School. She went hunting with her dad. She wasn't hunting pigeons or quail or what else can you hunt that may not be as scary as an alligator?
Rabbits.
No. She went gator hunting. They secured gator licenses. And then she saw the trail of like, it's like, because gator drags its tail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this dragging trail and they're like, there it is. I would run. See if a gator, if I see I'm going the opposite direction. She put chicken down, lured the gator in and shot it. Like, what is going on here? K-H-O-U.
This is a 300-pound alligator.
Caught up with Miss Jocelyn and her dad. Here they are talking about that moment.
I was excited because I've never shot a gator in my life. I got scared because how big it was for a second, but I wasn't that scared.
Family-wise, you know, we're appreciative of having a couple of good meals out of it. It is her favorite meal.
Couple of good meals? Sir, you're going to be eating on that for 3 years. 8.5 feet long. Her dad caught one last year. Only a 7-footer. Hey!
Good for Jocelyn, dude.
Gosh.
Man, she's tougher than me. I went fishing with my dad last summer. I had trouble putting the store-bought bait on the hook.
Did you, Anthony? Were you like, how are we doing this?
Out,
putting on
alligators.
Chicken on bait.
Yeah.
I don't know that I love alligator.
I like the alligator papado.
It's fried. I mean, everything tastes like chicken if you put some batter on it and you fry it up. But I do like certain, because you're thinking about different food here. He said that's her favorite, which leads me to believe they eat what they hunt. Certain meat, though, for me, I just find it gamey. I don't know if you know what that means. If you've eaten wild meat, it tastes kind of weird.
My dad killed an elk when I was probably seventh grade, and we ate elk, it felt like, for the rest of my life. But we had elk hamburgers, we had elk pizza, we had elk tacos.
Is that why you don't like elk anymore?
That's why I don't eat elk anymore.
Because that's all you ate for all that time. I don't mind eating weird food like menudo for me. I love it. It's beef tripe. It's the intestine of the cow.
Yeah, menudo's gross to me, dog.
How? You haven't had it good. You used to think that too.
You're right. I did used to think it was because I would only get it at like some stores that sold
restaurants
it.
Restaurants or whatever.
And so once I had like really good homemade menudo, then
it's
now
good. I'm going
like
to make
it.
You some, man.
No, I'm good. Because some people sometimes put a foot in it too.
Like, oh, I love putting pig feet in there. You should see me go in on that pig's foot.
We had lengua this weekend.
I made lengua this weekend. Cow tongue.
That's good. The thing
Jocelyn
is like
would
all
be
those,
proud of you guys.
She would. All those things that people think are gross, if prepared correctly, they're actually pretty tasty.
I mean, if you burn a steak, it's bad.
True. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? You got to learn how to cook it. Now, I don't know how to cook gator. We must call Jocelyn and her dad and ask them how they do it, because I bet they've got a million ways and 3 years to cook it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Harry Styles just achieved a milestone. It has nothing to do with singing. I'll give you all the deets after Anthony A gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Anthony Mackie celebrating his birthday, Jordan Woods, and Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, so Harry Styles runs in marathons. And he just ran in the 2025 Berlin Marathon and achieved his personal best. 26.2-mile race. He finished in under 3 hours.
That's amazing.
That's a top time, and he's a singer. Like, I just, the man wears high heels. Well,
wearing them that day.
That makes sense. You got to be really good shape to be able to perform in high heels for that long. So, shout out to Harry.
I think that is insane. So I guess he was also recently in the Tokyo Marathon. He's an avid runner. This is something that he loves doing. And he said he would have been a professional athlete if he wasn't a singer. He's won 3 Grammys. Women love him. Latest rumor is he's with Zoe Kravitz. We've seen them around. I believe him now. I don't think I would have believed him if I didn't have this marathon info.
Like a triathlete type of, like a marathon?
Maybe, yeah. He said he always competed in track sports, in sports and track. Mm.
Oh, okay.
I like my athletes to play like real sports.
Yeah, not trying to be the best at exercise.
Otto, come on. When's the last time you played a real sport?
It's been a while, but yeah. I never said I was going to be a professional athlete either.
I got a question not even as deep as that. When's the last time you ran a full sprint?
Recently.
Oh, really?
I pulled my calf muscle.
Oh, he's been complaining about his knee since. My knee, my calf. You are no Harry Styles out of
I am no Harry Styles.
Last time I ran full sprint, I was late for a flight. I couldn't even make it halfway down the airport terminal before I'm just going to rebook it.
And then you get to the airplane, you're all sweaty.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
So, yeah.
Harry Styles pulls up on the side. Come on, Ann. Let's go.
Let's go. You know, this is really good in sports. I didn't know Nelly.
Yeah, he was.
Do you know Nelly was a real athlete? He played football and baseball.
Baseball was his big thing. I think he had a couple offers to play college baseball as well, too.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember growing up, Nelly was one of my favorite rappers growing up because he would always win like those rap athlete all-star celebrity game things.
The MTV stuff.
He would always do those, too. So.
How can we not talk about Justin Bieber when we talk about athletes that are pop stars? I'm sorry. Justin Bieber is good at everything.
Oh, I didn't know that's where we were going with this. Well, the one you got to talk about, I mean, he's flying all over the country, Chris Brown.
Oh.
Chris Brown is an amazing athlete, bro.
I didn't even
think
about that.
Chris Brown's a crazy. I've seen that
he's
guy.
He's like 6'3 and can do backflips with ease.
I've seen him do a backflip on a hoverboard. Like that.
What?
He's insane. And he's also a really amazing basketball player, too.
Yeah.
I think, Chris Brown's one of the
greatest
athletes.
Not a great guy, but a good athlete.
Yeah. I mean, he got all the CTE of a Hall of Fame football player.
And on that note, we shall return.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Per usual, Cardi B not holding back. She is speaking on rumors her boyfriend, Stefan Diggs, fathered a child with another woman. And yes, we have the audio. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Jordan Woods celebrating her birthday. Okay. Bruce Springsteen celebrating her birthday as well. Jermaine Dupri and Anthony Mackie.
All right, so model Eileen Lopera, she goes by Lord Giselle on Instagram, says that Stefan Diggs is the father of her child. Now, I didn't realize the child was this old. The child's almost 6 months old already.
Yeah, the child's been born.
So I guess he was dating her, and then him and Cardi got together. And I guess I didn't realize that it has only been a year for him and Cardi, under a year.
Man.
And now she has a little baby, and she's pregnant, rather. She didn't have a baby yet. We're very happy for her. And here's what Cardi had to say about the allegations. And she's talking directly to this other woman.
Hello, Barbara. This is Shirley. Yup, it's me. Hi. Yeah, that's the baby dad. That's my baby dad, too, girl. Well, what now? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I know that they're doing paternity tests. They're going to make sure it's his baby.
I'm sure it is, though. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. But it doesn't seem to be phasing her. She's like, it is what it is. We're here. And she's bringing her life into the world, and that's it.
I'm sure when they got together, they were just hooking up, and she got pregnant, and then it got more serious.
Maybe so. It seems to me, I don't know anything about this man. It seems like he likes her. You know, he's bought her a house. He bought her a diamond. He bought her a car. He's doing things differently with her. Does that mean it's going to last? I sure hope so.
I don't know if those are signs that he likes her. He might just be treating her like just like another one.
Oh,
like,
this other girl don't have none of those things. She don't have a house. She don't have that diamond ring. No, it's different because Cardi has everything.
I don't think you can look at those. He's been a millionaire for so long. I don't think you can look at those, like, you know, those items and think like, okay, this is showing his commitment. I just think this fool's like, you know what? Nobody can guard me. Not even a condom.
Nobody. I got to commend Cardi for coming out and doing this and not being angry. Just like, this is what it is.
I mean, what is she going to be mad about?
Right?
They weren't really together. Yeah, she was still with her husband. They were obviously just hooking up and she got pregnant.
And may I say, in the court documents, Stefan Diggs says that if it is my child, I would like joint legal and physical custody. I will pay reasonable expenses and support for the child. I will pay for the pregnancy, birth, and attorney's fees and all costs.
Wow. But if it's not, guess what? You're on your own, girl.
But think about that. He's so excited about the possibility of being a father. Maybe he's not all that bad. Maybe these rumors aren't all that bad, because that, to me, says a lot about a man if he's willing to take care of his child like that.
He also knows the world is watching.
It doesn't matter.
He has a PR person.
We have so many people, Otto, that go through this that they don't give a damn. They're fighting. Mm. They don't want the child. They don't give it. They don't care.
All he had to do was hire one publicist to write one statement. And now you're he's a good guy.
No.
he's a good guy.
It's in the court documents. It's not a statement. It's in the court documents. What's wrong?
It got to where you're reading it through a publicist.
Possibly, but it is what it is. He's taking all of that responsibility on. Do you think it's a bad thing that he's doing?
No, I think he's a womanizer, but I don't think that he's...
Being a womanizer has nothing to do with what I just read to you, taking care of a child.
You know what? I don't know Stefan Diggs. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but I just know that he's got a couple women pregnant right now. That's what he's got.
No, one already had the baby.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.